Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Tanya Joy Show. Happy to see you. As you know, we talk a lot about Hollywood, but we also talk a lot about what's going on in the world. AI, Neuralink, 15-minute cities, the World Economic Forum, everyone having one main universal income. Those all have a common theme. And one of the common themes is that Hollywood usually shows us what is to come. So Amber May and I started a deep dive about a week or two ago about a show called The Upload on Amazon. And we're going to continue to take you through this show because you're going to be shocked at the coincidences. Hang tight. You're not going to want to miss a minute of today's show. I'm Tanya Joy. This is the Tanya Joy and Amber May Show today, and we are glad you joined us. All right. Welcome back, everybody. We are going to bring Amber on in. Hello. How are you?
Hey, friend. Good to see you.
Good to see you. This is going to be good because this is a crazy show.
Crazy, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, people who don't know what you and I know, if you're just still scanning the mainstream newspapers that are out there on your phone, but haven't got into like just the news or the Western Journal or other good alternative news sources that actually will tell you the truth, then you're going to be like, no, that's just Hollywood telling you the story. Come on. No, it's Hollywood telling us the story of the 2030 agenda, the World Economic Forum.
That's right. And this show started in 2020. So we need to recognize that this show came out in 2020 when they were starting to really push heavy the agenda of what they have planned, what's coming, and how they're going to control everybody ultimately. And so we talked already, and if you have not seen the first show we did, go back and find it. It's on both of our Rumble channels. So you can find Amber at the Amber May Show on Rumble. You can find me at the Tanya Joy Show. And you can find these episodes because we both put them up. So we're going to keep going. I mean, there's three seasons of this show, and there's so much in it that, like, I think we could literally continue to do a deep dive on it, because I think it's very important people understand that, one, Hollywood always shows you what the deep state's plan is, like Amber was saying, but two, just how disturbing this truly can get. I mean, that's the bottom line. So before we even start talking about the show, what we did was we watched episodes two. I kind of watched three, and I might have even watched four last night. I was kind of binging them a little bit. It's so disturbing, you guys, what this show is about. It's just insane. But let's show this. This is just an image. This is just a still from what
you said. Season two, episode three.
Okay, season two, episode three. But look what it says on there. It says 2030 expenses. Now, you've got to remember, when it comes to Hollywood stuff, this is never just coincidence. It's never just made up. It's never just, let's just write this on the box. That is all pre-thought. The writers think about it. They research it. Every single piece of set work, whatever you want to say, set design, everything on there is pre-thought about. That's why when you see stuff like this, you cannot just let it go on by. They nothing gets on set without it being checked off, without them going, yes, that piece goes there, that goes there. They're set designers. There's they work on this behind the scenes. So the fact that they would have this, and then we could put up, and if you want to get the video, the first video up, I'm going to pull up, what is it? The 2030 agenda. I'm going to pull this up really quick, and I'm going to share this because I want people to see we're not being crazy. We're not trying to just make stuff up or be ridiculous. There are books. Okay. Look at this. Agenda 2030 Uncovered. Agenda 2030 to 2050. There's books. Here, this is the international website. The 2030 Agenda is a 15-year global framework centered on an ambitious set of 17 sustainable development goals, 169 targets. Like, if you start diving into this, you guys, I mean, this is where they're going to talk about. They don't want you eating meat. They want you eating bugs. They don't want people living on their own. They want you in smart cities, 15-minute cities. Share more. You know a lot about this, Amber. You've been studying this.
You've hit the nail on the head. I'm glad you pulled up these things, because it's not a coincidence there is a 2030 agenda. And if anyone's watching saying, well, they just picked that date because it's Hollywood. Why didn't they pick 2040? Why didn't they pick 2050? Why didn't they pick
2025? Why not just 5 years ahead? Why
exactly?
Yeah.
It's because all the things in the show is aligning with the 2030 agenda.
And it's all the one world order. That's the other part. So look, I'll read just a sample of the beginning of this. This agenda is a plan of action for people, planet, and prosperity.
Prosperity for the elite.
Exactly.
The globalists.
It also seeks to strengthen universal peace in larger freedom. We recognize that eradicating poverty in all its forms and dimensions, including extreme poverty, is the greatest global challenge and an indispensable requirement for sustainable development. So let's just think about that for a second. Not everybody, but there is a large percent of individuals that are homeless, living on the streets right now. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just look at California. Let's just even look at San Francisco, just one city in this nation. They went and gave out free drug needles to people living in there in that city. They said that these individuals could put tents out and just live wherever they want, overtaking business. So we've got to think the reality of what is going on. There's a hotel in New York, I believe it is the Roosevelt Hotel, which is now completely filled with immigrants. That was a top posh hotel that people would pay hundreds of dollars a night. These illegal immigrants are living there free. And the taxpayer dollars is something like, I thought it was like $50 million or something. It's huge.
Huge.
To cover the expense. That is not eliminating poverty, folks. That is actually creating a whole new level of poverty. You're taking away these individuals' rights. You're taking away their ability to work. You're telling them you don't need to work. Just sit and be aloof, do nothing, be on drugs, sit on the streets. Look at Portland. People can't even stand up straight. That is not fixing poverty. But the mindset is from this 2030 agenda. That's what they want to do, because they are aiming towards transhumanism. They're aiming towards robots and AI. Look at what just happened with the strike in Hollywood. One of the biggest issues people were mad about was AI. And then we come to the show, which is premised on the fact that when you die, in order to go to heaven, you need to be uploaded into their heaven. Which is
because you're going
to
make your own heaven. Yeah. Well, kind of like they have, like, if you see the show, you know that there's programmers behind it that have made this heaven. You chose to be there, and then you can customize it based on how much money you have. So,
yep. And if you don't have a lot of money, you're not living in a nice heaven.
No, you get a 2 gig in this show that you get 2 gigs once you're done with the 2 gig, and just thinking. Just a thought takes most of your gigs. So really, it's not heaven at all, because you're just floating in existence of nowhere. And remember, Yuval Noah Harari said, the God of the Bible is obsolete because Silicon Valley is going to make the new heaven. That's Silicon right. Valley is going to be the savior. Silicon Valley, you know. So this is where they're going. It's the original sin, right?
That's right.
Did God really say you're going to surely die? No, he just doesn't want you to be like him, knowing everything.
Right.
God didn't say you're going to. So it's the original sin of us wanting to be God when there is only one God, right?
Yeah, so. Totally. So we want to dive in and show you some examples from this last episode or two. We're still in season one. We went through season one, episode one, last show. And now we're going to go and deep dive into, and what we're going to kind of do is just scroll through it a little bit. There's the first part that I saw was right around the 4 minute mark.
Okay.
Now there's a lot in here. The very beginning, I mean, you could play the beginning, but it's very graphic. I don't know exactly how to play that without it being overly graphic. I mean, it's not terribly graphic.
I mean, they didn't show any body parts, but I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, show it, but just as a warning, we'll give you all a warning.
And there's words. There's adult words. There's like mature words to it. Mm-hmm. So this is not me and Tanya wanting to put curse words on a show, but there's reasons why I want to show this clip. So after I show it, we'll explain why I wanted to show this clip. So,
but just if you've got kids, bring them out of the room. If you're listening, this is kind of your warning.
Right. Here we go.
Did you bring protection? I consent to this.
I consent to this.
That is nuts.
That's not. Wait, so the that's insane right there.
So they've got.
That was surprisingly nice.
This shows that they are already
five stars,
part
of
AI. They've are their bodies. These are the people in the real world, but their bodies.
We're agreeing to give each other five stars.
They're like recording what they just did, and they're making sure that they're not going to be accused of falsely having sex. But look at, I want you to pay attention. How small is her house? This is important because with the universal basic, and look at how she does her phone. This is to come. Our smartphone is to come, right?
It's all AI. It's
And see how small her house is. That's what I wanted to point out. Not the fact that you're going to have to, like, this consent thing. That's interesting. I just
and then they take it off, and they take it off. So it and when she ends up laying down, that thing is on the floor beeping.
Correct.
So there's something about being intimate. In order to be close with someone, you've got to have this device. You've got to attach it. And they're putting it right by your heart
because they have a hookup app that they're hooking up, like kind of like a Tinder. This is a Tinder, modern day Tinder. But I wanted to point out mostly, the Me Too movement thing with I consent, but more so, look how poor she is. Mm-hmm. Okay, she is.
And there's
so
another scene later in her apartment that's even. It's like it looks even, or maybe she's in a friend's apartment. It looks so small,
so small. And so here we go. A little bit.
Yeah. Look at how tiny that is.
I hate that it took a while for this stuff to
hair shorter than pigs.
It's just
clingy vibe.
And then like everything is about everything that you're gonna notice about the show is related to AI technology. Like you're gonna find out in the show that the aunt is like trying to investigate the murder of her nephew, but if AI doesn't say it, then is it really true? Like how did you get in a car accident? You had a car that worked with AI. Like that's impossible. I mean, so I want you to start seeing how, if this really takes over the way they want it to, it could be our word against theirs. And people are gonna tend to want to believe the AI over our word.
It's the robots. They're already trying that. They're already doing that, and there's already discussion about robots with all of this stuff. Go to because this part starts and now he's in his.
Can I show this really quick? Is that okay if I show this?
Yeah.
All right, because I want you to listen to the verbiage that's going back and forth. Because again, they program us, right? With words, and there's some things that gets brought out in this session that you could really miss. So for instance, I thought this was interesting.
I hate that it pulls up their pictures. The fact that it even does that is significant of the AI.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Well, they're trying to show who's on the screen right now.
Oh, gotcha.
We're watching this alternate reality, but they're going, these are the real people.
This heaven is pretty messed up because he needs a therapist. He wanted to commit suicide in heaven. He hated being uploaded with everything so controlled, and he wanted to commit suicide in heaven. And now he's going to go talk to a therapist in heaven. And the conversation I thought was profound.
He's awesome, and I'm done.
No, I was going to do. So
see if you can pick up some of the conversation he's going to have with his therapist. And I'm sorry this keeps coming up, but
yeah.
Also strange that guy looks
like the shit.
Strange what?
Hey, Ernie.
They look alike.
A little cutie. Oh.
So I understand you were in a bad place yesterday. You want to talk about it?
Okay. Do I keep petting you, or?
It's only weird if you make it weird.
Okay. I've never done therapy. Although my girlfriend started last year.
Interesting.
So I'm supposed to do what, exactly?
Let's start with why you were going to throw yourself in the torrent.
Right, the torrent. I guess.
Also, this session's being recorded for quality purposes. Go on.
That's unbelievable.
I had a great life. I was young, healthy, great body.
It's coming up.
Great face.
Says that there.
Great hair. Great skin. Great teeth.
Great eyes. Great abs. Great.
Body. Sounds like you had every kind of privilege, and you never questioned it.
Privilege.
And bam. Self-driving
That's the
car
part
crash.
I wanted to
That's
show.
Not fair.
Yeah, white
because,
privilege. He's
because,
white.
And look He's at, black. Right, exactly. Look at that. That was exactly the part I wanted to find about that quote that you had. It sounds like you had every sort of privilege. First of all, because he has good teeth and he looks good because he maybe goes to the gym or he takes care of himself or he picks clothes that happen to, that's not a privilege, folks. That's a choice. You can choose. I've got, teenager. Sometimes the teenager, although I would like her to fix her hair, she doesn't care. She doesn't want to, right? That's a choice. That's nothing to do with privilege.
And when you find out in this show, his family is actually pretty poor. Okay. So how did that white privilege help him and his family? He was blessed. God gave him looks. God gave him nice teeth. Okay. And so now that's white privilege. You know what I mean? Like, this is the subtlety of Hollywood.
Yes. And it, again, like you said, it's a black man telling the white man, you're privileged. You're automatically privileged because you were white.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah. That was exactly the scene that I was going to have you pull up. And you can scroll through. There's the other one that I thought was really interesting is this scene in the back where she's in the office. This is the boss. So this is now someone who is running. So what this company does, this company is the Alexa, if you will. This company has the normal, like the humans, the people that are humans still, they're not really humans. They're actual transhumans already, but they're not dead.
I don't know if they are transhuman yet. I'm not sure.
Well, but they're all hooked up already to the internet. Remember, okay. All of their stuff is based on reviews and even the
fact
that's
from episode one. Yeah. Okay. But we don't like you picked up on that. That was really smart. But like they haven't revealed that part yet on the show.
Right. No, they haven't. But when you watch it, they're not humans like we are right now.
You picked that up really well. Yeah.
And so this woman runs the office, and in the office, each of the people, they all day are on a microphone and they have to engage with the people in heaven. So that guy that was counseling, he works for this company. He's somebody who is in their head. He's
therapy to the dead, so to speak.
Giving therapy to the dead. Yeah, totally.
I mean, it's crazy. You want me to play this?
Yeah.
This morning and nothing else, or I will fire you.
Should I come back later?
No, it's fine. Come in.
I met with my bank and they approved the loan for my dad's upload. Yay. As long as my employer, that's you, confirms in writing that I qualify for the employee discount.
What was wrong with him again?
Dad has vape lung. He thought it was safer than smoking, then all the studies came out.
I thought he didn't believe in upload.
Oh, he's still being a bit of a lud about it. But, you know, when he sees I've spent the money.
You know, I don't feel comfortable signing this. You need a 4.6 employee rating to qualify for that discount. Right now you're at 4.598. So
come on, I'm so close.
Here's what I'll do. You could hit a 4.6 today, but then you could slip under tomorrow. You hit a 4.8 and I'll sign this letter as written, no prob.
But I just need you to sign it.
Those are my rules.
So that in itself, that scene has so much in it. First,
wait, before you get into it, because I want to hear your thoughts on that. The lady cracks me up. I hate to say it, but the boss really cracks me up. Sorry.
She's very funny.
She cracks me up.
Yeah. And when you see her actual picture, her headshot, like she doesn't look like that at all, which is pretty funny. There's so much in that scene. So in order, let's look at the basics. She's trying to get her dad into this so-called heaven, okay? It's a virtual AI world. It's not heaven. It's the agenda's idea of heaven. In order to get her dad to heaven, her employer has to approve it. That's the first. That is a whole, is just a very disturbing concept. Second, she has to get a loan because you have to pay to go to heaven. So now we get to the basics of you don't get to heaven based on surrendering to Jesus. You get to heaven based on paying your way, paying your dues. That's exactly what the Bible talks about Satan tries to make us do, to try and get you focused on works, focused on what you do, focused on how much money you have. That will get you to heaven. Has nothing to do with that. So that, again, that's a layer. Then you've got her talking about he's got vape lung and that he vaped. So now there's so many little jabs in there of what they're trying to expose in their mind of what is horrible. But then the concept that today, if you get this, that's also, you know, today you get 4.8 or 5.8, 6.8, whatever.
If she gets 4.8, her boss will sign off on it. Right now she needs a 4.6 and she has a 4.9, basically 9.5. Like,
yes. And how strange. So that means that again, remember at the beginning, after this scene with her and the guy, they had to rate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 5 points. Give me 5 stars. Oh yeah, I'll give you 5 stars. And then he leaves. He gives her 3 stars.
This is tying back to the social credit score, is what I think.
That's exactly. Exactly. I totally agree. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and we're going to keep talking about this. But y'all, I have them on. I just got new ones, actually. Do you have yours on?
I got mine just today, brand new ones.
I just got my brand new ones last week.
But I didn't put them on yet because
they're nice and fresh. They're still, you know, wonderfully fresh and in shape. My other ones I had, I'm just going to tell you this. I had my other ones for 2 years.
Me too.
Almost 2 years this winter. And after 2 years, they were starting to, you know, this was all separating. But I had washed them and I wore them every day for 2 years.
I washed mine. I mean, I wore mine every day for 2 years too. When I went to Walmart to get the deer foam ones, within months, they were falling apart.
No, yes. I've never had slippers like that. These are my slipper.
So comfortable.
Go to myslippers.com.
No, mypillow.com.
I'm sorry, my slippers. Go to mypillow.com. Use code B4A or Amber May.
Amber.
Amber, and you'll get a discount. So stay tuned. And these next commercials are our sponsors who we work with, who we love, who we support, and who kindly give us a very, very small portion of sales. So when you shop at one of our affiliates, you're helping America, you're shopping local, and you're helping us. You're helping our shows out a lot. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break. I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code. And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love My Slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90. That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
Hey, I'm Christina Bob, and you are listening to The Amber May Show.
Hey friends, are you feeling constantly fatigued? Dealing with constant chronic fatigue where it's hard to get out of bed, it's hard to go to work, it's hard to play with the kids, it's just hard to do life? That's no life at all. And maybe you're overweight. Is it hard for you to lose weight? If these are problems that you're dealing with, perhaps you have a hormone imbalance. I would really highly recommend that you go see Dr. Meehan at meehanmd.com. Because he is an expert in balancing hormones and getting our body working at optimal health. So if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, you just feel off. You don't feel the way you want to feel, like you did a couple years ago, 5 years ago. Maybe you've been dealing with this for many years. Stop dealing with it. Start living life. So go check out meehanmd.com. When you're there, let him know Amber May sent you, because he can help you get the health that you want, restore your body's hormonal balances back to the way God created it, and make you feel better. And while you're there, check out his supplemental store. He has amazing supplements to help support all kinds of functions in the body. Whether you're trying to support your immune health, your gut health, maybe you have trouble sleeping, go check him out at meehanmd.com. When you're there, use promo code Amber at checkout.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for checking out our sponsors. Hopefully you go and pick up some of your slippers. I know Amber May also works with Dr. Stella. And so if you know, this is cold and flu season. In fact, I should have brought my sprays. I've got a new company I'm working with. You would love them, called Verve. And they're spray vitamins, and I keep them in my purse. There's one that gives you energy. Ooh. I can't tell you how much it's been impacting me. I've been shocked. And you just spray like 8 little squirts and you're done. Super easy. Nice. Multivitamin, one for colds, one everything. So anyway, you can check all those out below in the show notes. We both have all of our affiliates in there. Okay. Do you want to pull the video back up?
Yeah, I will.
This is we're talking about upload. And this is just season one, yeah. Episode two. I mean, this is crazy stuff. At the end of the day, they are, everything is based on their credit score. Everything is based on their money. Everything is based on their status. And heaven is just this alternate reality that is not even a good place. So I like this scene that you have pulled up. Do you want to play part of this?
Yeah. So I want to set it up a little bit, because how she is acting is how women act when they're getting married. Okay. So I just think it's interesting.
God, you are a sight for sore eyes.
I'm so sorry I didn't call you back today, babe. Nonstop funeral planning. There's so much to do before tonight. Flowers, gift bags.
Well, maybe I can help from here.
I'm sure there's a ton of meaningful stuff you could do, but don't get mad at me. I did it all already.
Hold still.
Ow!
Ooh, what was that?
That's just stem cells. I can't wait to upload so I don't have to work this hard. You're so lucky. I'm sorry. I don't mean that the way that it sounded.
No, you're right. It is nice here.
Vaginoplasty, miss?
Come again?
I'm getting ready for my boyfriend's funeral.
So, no?
Yeah, no.
After the funeral okay. tonight, you want to rent a VR sex suit?
Hold on. That is so... That's all part of the trans stuff. Like, that. I don't think people catch that. A vaginoplasty, that's part of the gender-affirming surgery where they turn you from one sex to another. I don't know why that was thrown in there. I mean, here she is. So she's at a spa, getting a spa day. She's getting her nails done. She's getting a facial. She's getting her hair all put up in curls. All of this in one spot in a spa. Mm-hmm. And they come by and say, are you ready for your vaginoplasty?
Crazy, right?
You guys, that's all about the trans world. And that was in 2020. Anyway, and the other thing interesting about this scene, look what he's talking on.
An old-fashioned phone in a phone booth. I mean, he can pull up his phone like that. Do you see that bracelet? That bracelet becomes her phone. You know, when she opens up her hand, that becomes her phone.
But still, very strange that he's on an old-fashioned phone for this scene. Yeah,
right. I agree with you.
I mean, nuts, but absolutely nuts that, like, this whole vaginoplasty just thrown in there, no big deal. And the girl's like, no. Like, as if it's no, but as if, like, oh, can you believe she would say? Like,
Yeah.
But yet, no big deal. I mean, that's just.
It was such a weird comment. Such a weird comment.
It was purposeful.
And so, like, she's getting ready as if it's her wedding day, and the dead can help plan their wedding. I thought that was. Their
funeral.
I thought that was very strange. And the lady, you're going to find out, is getting so tied to Upload. It's going to consume her life. So this could really become a reality. And later on in the episode, you're going to see the VR headset, not in this episode, but in like future episodes, like they get so addicted to that VR headset because this is going to consume her life. Yeah. Upload is going to consume her life.
And we already know, because they've already told us, the impact of social media, the impact of alternate, whatever you want to call it. We already have seen that. They've already told us about that. We know that the impact of that on our minds and our bodies and everything like that is negative. We know that. And yet, in this show, they're basically trying to highlight it, make it be some great thing, make it be wonderful, make it be, you know, all these things. And we know the impact it has. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see that as you go through. It's so disturbing. Literally, like, part of me wants to, like, watch each episode, you know what I mean? And, like, break it down. Because even I went through to the episode where they try to download somebody.
Oh, yeah. And it didn't work out.
And that's very sick and twisted,
and
too.
That's part of the 2030 agenda, too, where you could go both ways. You could go Upload, or you could download into, like, an Android.
They're already talking about that. They're already talking about the fact that you can, and I don't know much about it because I haven't dove into it, but where you could upload or download your emotions, you know, your, like, to kind of keep track and then be able to download your loved one's thoughts, you know, so that you could always be connected to them.
Yeah. So in this episode at the bottom, this lady is spying. She has a thing for that guy who's dead. So even though it says he puts on the screen that he privacy mode, you see how it says privacy mode?
Yep.
There's no privacy mode here.
That's another huge
and
thing.
And you know what? That's even for us right now with our smartphone, our smart watches, all the smart devices, there isn't really a privacy mode. Because they know all of our stuff, because we have to consent when we want any social media, and none of us watch that, but all of our stuff gets uploaded somewhere. So the privacy mode, that's just a really, just to make us feel better. So it made him feel better to put a privacy mode, and this lady's spying on him the whole time.
And it's the owner of
the boss lady. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were showing.
Oh, this is the VR thing.
Dead here anyway.
Oh, this is huge. Yeah. Wait, go back. So
oh, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. Yeah. There, start it.
Have stuff on my
Siri.
That's good.
So, what's in the news?
I'm not Siri, so look up your own news.
Yeah, yeah, you're not Siri.
But she is just like Siri.
Should program Siri to be so grumpy?
I don't have to smile for you. I'm on break.
She wanted to go to where the dead people are to go to break. Stuff on Isn't that weird?
Shitty nightly last night.
Insulting. I'm not discussing my nightly hookups with you. Look up your own damn porn.
Hey, I have no earthly needs.
That's
anymore.
Interesting
I was asking
too.
Out of a purely spiritual mm-hmm. desire to help.
But you're joking, right? Because you're supposed to continue to have earthly needs. Lack of sexual interest is a sign of depression.
Yes, I was joking.
And everything works okay? I mean, I'm required to ask. You can still
look up your own damn porn.
Oh, please.
Yeah. So pause that for a second.
Is there anything left to talk about?
So again, in three little lines, there's so much. So they're throwing in that now nightly, there's an app and it's for just nightly hookups. And it's
yep,
no
it's
big
like
deal.
Tinder, but nightly, yes.
Yep. And it's no big deal. And that's what everybody does. It's the norm. And she's now related it to porn. She's the one who says, look up your own porn. Again, listen to what people say. They're recording it. They're creating porn at the exact same time. And it's no big deal. Everybody looks at porn. It's just part. And now what they've connected is they've basically said intimacy is porn. So in other words, who cares? Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Well, they recorded themselves having sex. Remember that? Yeah.
Yep.
So they created their own porn.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so all that is in there in three lines. I mean, why does all that need to be in there? Okay, you can keep going.
It gets even worse because later on in several episodes, you're going to find out that the undead can upload their dreams to get exposed so everyone can see their dreams. And the one guy who the boss was like spying on ends up dreaming sexually of his angel, and they upload that to a porn site. So she's walking down the street and this guy is like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, what are you talking about? And she finds out she's on a porn site that she never consented to. For one, it was a dream the dead person had about her. I mean, it's crazy. Crazy. This show is so insane.
Yeah.
Let me know where you want me to stop.
Okay.
Oh, I think.
Go back. Go back because I want to go keep playing from this part. Just push play on this section.
Because I have 47 other clients.
So what? Let them wait. We're all dead here anyway.
Angel. VR. Angel, I'm stuck in my closet.
Fixing that. Yes, ma'am.
She's stuck in
Happy
her closet.
Happy to provide 5-star service.
You sure you're okay?
Okay, now pause it.
I'll be fine.
What have we been seeing all across the news with people like Mitch McConnell and all sorts of strange politicians, Biden, who just all of a sudden stop dead in their tracks, staring off into space?
Yeah,
until who knows when.
You're gonna have mental issues in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Like,
but no, it's the AI. It's the impact of the vaccines. She's an AI. She's frozen because all of a sudden she has to flip her goggles up to go somewhere else in the AI world.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the old woman in the closet.
No. So I'm talking about her with the frozen.
Yeah.
That's exactly the look that we have already started to see with so many of these politicians and speakers who've had the vaccine, who all of a sudden freeze. We've seen it. There's videos all over the place. I believe that's because of that's the transhuman preparation. They're already somewhere else. Who knows? Is someone speaking in their ear? Who knows?
That's I thought you were going through the fact that Mitch McConnell, it appeared to have like mini strokes, and so he would freeze. And that woman was having issues in the closet. I'm like, come on.
Oh no, sorry. And like, I was meaning about the freezing, but I was referring to this girl because she's already part of that system. Mm-hmm. All those humans are already part. So it goes to show that they're part of that system. And then if they stop and think about something else, they disappear.
Yeah, because everyone who's an angel in this has an avatar where they can go into this world, right? And you saw that through the VR. And right. So that is her avatar as she interacts with the crazy. Regular world.
Yeah.
So, what big plans today? Water aerobics? Golf?
Oh, me? I have homework from a dog. And tonight, my own funeral simulcast in Lakeview, New York, and LA. So, yeah, same old, same old.
Well, if you need me for personal shopping, technical service, or wrapping up of unfinished business, whatever. I'm a resource. Use me. Right. So.
Now, this next scene, I think, is important. The disparity and how like, someone's going to make a lot of money on this type of heaven that they're going to sell us on. So this is important. Some of the words he says too, I think, are very important.
Hey, cool boots.
Yeah.
I'm Nathan. I live across the hall. Hey, you look familiar. Did you play the mayor in RoboCop?
No. I'm David Choke.
Of like the Choke brothers?
Yeah.
We live on the same floor? That's weird.
Well, I've got 25,000 square feet and a 12-acre backyard once you go through that door, so I suppose it is a little weird. What did you do?
A game designer. Yeah, freeware. And a little modeling in college. I mean, it's no big deal. Mostly catalog work, a couple of commercials.
Not much money in freeware.
No. And what did you do?
Oh, not much. Just co-ran the second largest privately owned company in the world and influenced American politics for a generation.
Yeah, no, I know.
So these free games, anything with duck hunting?
No, my friend and I are making an app. It's called... Sorry, I'm blanking on the name.
You're blanking on the name of your own app.
Yeah, I've been having some memory gaps. I guess I'm just a little death-lagged. We wrote a program that allows anyone to save their own upvotes. So you can create your own digital afterlife and pass it down to friends and family for free.
So you got murdered.
No, I was in a car accident.
Yeah, sure. You just threatened a $600 billion a year industry and no one murdered you.
I love that right there.
Yes, okay. That is huge.
Huge right there. He said so much in that interaction. And one thing that gets to me is like anytime you shine a light on a $1 billion or a multi-billion-dollar enterprise, especially sex trafficking of children, rape trafficking of children, they always die in a car crash. Oftentimes. Or a fake hanging that they don't really hang themselves, but oftentimes it's in a car crash, right?
Yeah.
Not only that, but like anytime someone good like him wants to come and help fellow man, maybe be like with anything, just like he's trying to save money for his family because his family can't afford an upload. So if someone in his family can afford an upload, then he can will it down to someone out in his family. And that is what do they call it? What's the word I'm trying to think of? That is
in the show.
Yeah, like I'm having a blank on the word I want to use, which is so frustrating. It's my 2007 accident. So like he is threatening an industry because they're making all kinds of money on this.
Yeah,
there's a whistleblower. There's so many levels to heaven.
Right. And the other guy who's been influencing politics for generations, he says, he knows flat out you were murdered. He yes. knows flat out the way this industry works. He knows flat out if you're going to threaten $6 billion industry, yeah, you're murdered.
So basically anytime any of us are going to expose something or compete with like an Amazon or compete with something huge that's going to interfere with a globalist paycheck, this is what happens. Like your life is threatened. And they just admitted to these big corporations and these big globalists being able to influence politics. So what do you think the World Economic Forum is? A bunch of rich people dictating to world leaders how they're going to run their country. Yeah. That's all that is all about. It's yeah. the super wealthy controlling how politics plays out. And he admitted that in there. And so, yeah, so they murdered him over it because he wanted to help people. It threatened the money that was going to come into these super rich guys. And there you go.
And so we don't know that necessarily yet, if that makes sense. That's not been fully exposed in the show, right? But I believe it will come out eventually that he was murdered. Have you watched far enough?
Yep.
And it does.
Yeah. And the clue is his aunt's trying to find out.
Yeah, and I've seen up to that part.
Yeah, his aunt's trying to find out what the truth behind it, and she really believes he was murdered.
Yeah.
So that's that, and then it was weird because it was a car crash. And remember, AI cars don't crash.
Right. Remember? He wasn't driving the car, although. There was, remember, and I haven't gotten to the point. I need to go back and rewatch because he shut something off, or there was something that got shut off at one point in the car.
Oh, he did that purposely so he can manually drive the car.
Yeah.
But later on, you're going to find out some other stuff about that car, and I don't want to say what it is quite yet. But I just think that spoke to a lot of truth of what happens in politics, and I don't think that's really new to anybody. No. That the ultra wealthy are able, and these big corporations, why they have these lobbyists. And we found out from the congressman that's getting, not that it's like a bombshell information because we all kind of figured, but the guy who's getting fired because he used campaign money to fund his porn, he's like saying, oh yeah, well, every day in Washington, the lobbyists are trying to, are sleeping with some other politician and getting drinks, and they're just trying to find out where the next lay is going to happen. So it's true. Yeah. I mean, big corporations influence politics with their money and with sex. So, and then if you're going to interfere with that, then your life is in jeopardy.
Yeah. Which is absolutely the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely true. It's crazy.
So here's where, this is where we find out about the aunt.
Nobody murders anybody.
Okay, well, he sucks. This dog better know what it's doing.
Good morning, Mr. Brown. Where to?
Actually, Carr, this is Fran Booth. I've been asked by the Brown family to investigate the November 24th crash. Do you know where you are?
4,499 Spalding.
Correct. Damage scan, please.
No damage to report.
You are clearly very damaged?
No.
Okay, good. Pull up dash cam footage from 11 to 11:37 p.m. on the night of the crash.
Can't find anything.
But you were in motion, so your cameras were activated.
Who are you again?
Where are the recordings? Interesting.
Intimate rental suit. I mean, this is just insane.
And it goes to show, and we know this already based on what they're doing with the trans agenda and with this asexual thing, the more they can get someone to be asexual, the less, I mean, I guess there's still always kind of that sexual desire, but they can change that. They can adjust that if they're going to create this asexual type thing. So it's going to either cause people to be like, whatever, I don't care. It doesn't even mean anything. There is no intimacy. It's not about connection or relationship. It's about just an act of doing something. And they're already showing that in here.
Mm-hmm.
So, and how strange that they're going to make it seem like you can sleep with the dead.
I know. That's what, isn't there a sex thing about, like, what do they call that? I
can't think of it.
Necrophilia. Necrophilia. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, they're trying to show. Yeah.
So the next scene is going back to what the universal basic income is going to do to people. It's going to make them super, super poor, which is part of the 15-minute city. So pay attention to this conversation.
Hey, I'm Nathan. I'm new here.
Well, I see you've really made yourself at home.
After this. Friendly people, right? In heaven. It's totally friendly in heaven all the time. Friendly.
Nice. Every person he meets has a bad attitude.
Either.
Yep.
This is crazy.
Hey, remember that hot douchebag? The one that almost jumped yesterday? He might actually be a good guy.
You assembled every one of his memories. Wouldn't you know if he was for real?
Yeah, but weirdly, some of his .NET files are damaged.
Yeah. Okay. I feel you. I wasn't paying attention yesterday, and I put this hipster woman's experience of natural childbirth into an old male judge. Freaked him the fuck out. Jesus, Alicia. Whatever you do, do not tell dude it was a fuck up. He'll give you 0 stars, and you can't afford to lose his job.
Well, neither can you.
I have my dog walking gig, I do hair, and I'm the night manager at Falafel Halal. I'll survive.
Just 3 jobs.
I mean, that's, yeah, it's a lot. And that's what they're trying to get it to. There's just so, so much. And then the whole part where she's trying to get her points up. And then that's when and then she realizes his memory. She goes in and she finds something very interesting about his memory files. Mm-hmm. It's just, you guys, I don't want to necessarily tell people to watch this. Just watch our show as we decode it, because we're going to keep doing this. We're going to keep going through episodes and pulling out stuff, because they are making it very apparent what they plan and what they desire. And
some of it is creativity, and we understand that. And some of it is just to keep the story flowing, and it may get entertaining. So we keep coming back, and we totally get that. But if they can upload, if you can upload your mind and your memory, and it actually happens, because this is what they want to do, and let's say it actually happens, they can also delete files, and we're finding that out. So if they somehow were able to implant chip, make us transhuman, could they delete things that were important to us? Like, is that a possibility? These are things we need to think about, because, like, I don't know that their plans are going to succeed. I think there's enough of us to, like, push back. But I'm just saying, if it did, I think you guys just need to know this is their plan, their crazy plan. This is their plan, right? So is there a possibility of them taking something away from our mind?
Yep. And I'm going to share one more thing before we go, because this is a video that I came across when you look for the WEF 2030 agenda, this video comes up. Hold on though, because I think I have to change the sound. No, wait, let's see. You should be able to hear it because I'm sharing it. Tell me if you can hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what's good?
No way, what's up?
How you been?
Good.
All right. That's what's up. I see you've been up to a lot. Oh, you saw that VR Drake concert.
Yeah,
that's what's up.
Wait, is that a strike on your account?
Oh, it's just one.
No, you know? I'm sorry, we can't be friends.
But just one strike?
So look at that. That's on Twitter. That's just a video on Twitter talking about what the world could look like in 2030, based on the World Economic Forum's desire. Y'all, we got to wake up. This is not just Hollywood.
Mm-mm.
It's not. All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. Amber, tell everyone where they can find out more about you.
You can always check me out at theambermayshow.com. I'm on Rumble, The Amber May Show, I'm on Clout Hub, Frank Speech, Bridey on BitChute. You can find me there and all my social media at The Amber May Show or Amber May.
You're still on BitChute. That's awesome. I got kicked off BitChute. They won't let me back
on. Too much of a truth teller, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it at all. But anyway, that's where you can find Amber May. You know where you can find out more about me is at TanyaJoy.tv. My show is daily on Rumble and then Clout Hub, Facebook, Twitter, and as well, the Blessed News Network. And then you can find me, you know, at some other spots when I guest host or if I'm just over hanging out other places. So anyway, thanks for joining us. We're so grateful to you. Stay well and keep an eye out because we're going to do more of these Upload Hollywood Decode. Till next time. Bye, everyone.
In the early 1900s, like 1920s, 30s, you with $20, you used to be able to buy an entire men's suit. You could get the handkerchief, the tie, the vest, the jacket, the pants, the belt, everything. And you could also buy that with a piece of gold. Now, in today's standards, you can't buy much with $20, maybe a tie, maybe that's it. You could not even come close to an entire men's suit with a $20 bill. However, if you still had a piece of gold, you could still buy an entire men's suit with that piece of gold. See, silver and gold have intrinsic value, and it's had intrinsic value since the beginning of time. It's always been a currency around since the existence of man, gold and silver. So why not protect your investments and protect your earning power by owning some gold and silver? And the easiest way to do that is contacting Jim Tewell at EPSWealthManagement.com. That's Edward Paul Sam, WealthManagement.com, EPSWealthManagement.com. Give him a call and let him know you'd like some to have some tangible assets in your portfolio. You'd like to have some gold and silver, and he can help you do that. So if you're ready to protect yourself and protect your investments, then go ahead and give Jim Tewell a call, whom you've seen on our program at EPSWealthManagement.com. Let him know Amber May sent you.
Hi, this is Vem Miller from the Blood Money Podcast. I'm here to say don't ever miss an episode of the wonderful Amber May Podcast.
Hey friends, I want to tell you what I recently did. I broke away from the big three. I was tired of the woke mogul, and I wanted to go to a Christian conservative company that I could trust that support the organizations that I value, and that is Patriot Mobile. So when you go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, you are going to get free activation. It is super easy to get started to switch from the big three to Patriot Mobile. They'll walk you step by step. It is not difficult at all. And I've had tremendous service since I made the switch. So I recommend if you want to vote with your wallet and support a company that supports your values, go to patriotmobile.com/Amber and save on a free activation. So that's patriotmobile.com/Amber. Now the links are in the description below or on my website at theambermayshow.com/promo. So check that out. So it's time to vote with our wallet, ditch the woke mobile, and go to a Christian conservative mobile. And that is patriotmobile.com/Amber. Thank you for joining us today on The Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at The Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on The Amber May Show.